Kick off the meeting? Just, no.
Not quite, no. Let's see, take off the headset. It actually goes around the back of your head. Nothing goes over the top of your head for some reason. I don't know why. There's a strap here. These both kind of go around the back, and these go over your ears. A little bit further forward.
Forward.
Sit on top of your ears.
No. Right. You okay? Well, thanks.
Just be bent down.
All right.
That's good.
Okay. Is that okay? No. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll let you take it from here.
Right. So, start of the first meeting. Right. So, agenda of the first meeting. Where we have 25 minutes for this meeting. We are to get acquainted. So, does everyone want to say who they are? Would that seem sensible?
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, and I'm the project leader. All right, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by tool training.
Neither am I.
Just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides.
So I see. So we shouldn't really be... All right, okay, so we have the project aim, which is to basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have, the starting base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time. And our idea is to make the new remote control device more user-friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share and bigger audience. So, method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So, in each of these phases, we'll basically be handing over to yourselves, the designers of this this device, and having meetings so that we can, during the course of today, come up with better implement than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to the day. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to meet this end. So we've got tool training. Try out whiteboard. so we will. Right, so basically everyone's to supposedly draw their favourite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So, I don't know who wishes to go first. You wish to go have a first bash at whatever. But now you'll move out from the microphone and the camera. I take it that. I would guess so. Or technical problems. I mean, you designers are meant to come up with things.
can be very, very affectionate. Some people don't think so, but I'm a very affectionate cat. And they can look after themselves.
Fine. Next.
Shall I rub that out, actually?
Well, I don't see if there's any need to. There's plenty of space. I mean, whatever. Exactly. We've had more time to prepare over this side, so we've all stuck our bits and pieces in our pockets. The three pens are underneath. You get marks for artistic impression. So you're just doing the face. Right. Well, I've not actually had too many pets over my time because, to be honest with you, I'm not too keen on them. Anyway, not to worry. So, what my daughters have got at the moment is they've got. A few fish, and so hopefully won't prove too difficult to draw. As you can see that my artistic work is useless as well. Anyway, one of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going away on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get a friend or whatever to look after them for you. Whereas if you got fish, you just got to put the food in a dripper feed, which feeds them over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change the water every couple of months, and buy in a few plants. So other than the fact they keep dying, fish are are reasonable pets in that they are low maintenance. Right. Okay. We're still all with us. Right, okay. So, work has been done on this project whereby €25 is the expected selling price. That information has come from our marketing manager here. So we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having our production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, well, not actually a profit margin, it's because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you your profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are will determine how many units we're looking to sell or projecting to sell at this point in time. So experience with remote control, first ideas, new remote. So I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new model, as it were. So any thoughts?
Maybe if I was talking about controls, the buttons were a little small, but they're quite hard to press. So maybe we can make something with a easy to press. As that is the main function.
Okay, so basically we're looking for a device that is robust and therefore won't get damaged too easily. We're looking for device that is what was the other things you said there?
Sort of easy to use.
Easy to use.
This is easy to use and see.
And see. Okay.
Can I just check? Is this just a television remote? Because a lot of systems are kind of TV video combined now, TV DVD combined.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote. Mm. Or is it just the television that I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, basically I'll get back to you on that, but it seems to me sensible because, as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices littered about the room. And so a device for all remotes.
Sat in the chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So, whereas in the past you'd have to get up to change the channel, now you have to get up to sort of pick up the remote. So we need to sort of maybe think about how we could maybe develop a remote control which moves around the room. That's maybe something for the future when you talk to a television.
But in a sense, it's mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have few buttons on it to, because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time you want, as you rightly said, one remote for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are probably mutually exclusive options that you could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more au fait with handling them, therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we can have better instructions with the remotes, or we just doing the design of the remote control itself, or sort of the instructions that we can make.
Yeah. Better instructions.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are. And a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your sort of your television, your stereo, and where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it sort of, you can link it to that as well. Maybe.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes? So, right, so we've got ID the, come on, where's my...
just hit return and it should get rid of the message.
Oh, there we go. Yay! That's what I was looking for. Right. So, we've got functional... Uh-oh, what happened to the... Right. Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got the working design for ID, the UID, the technical functions design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions sent to you about your person, by your personal coach. So, are we all clear what objectives we're looking to meet in the next 30 minutes? And I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting to give it to you for the next meeting.
I'm not exactly clear on what we're designing the remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves as we're going to work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote.
Television
so
remote control.
Just stick to that unless we get told otherwise.
That's true, because during the course of our day we might make decisions based on information or meetings that would change where we're going. But at this point in time, I think you're right that so we'd make it just a TV. Okay. So we'll depart. We will stay here and break off. And I'll do minutes and we'll see you in half an hour.
Okay.
Right.